The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Every year, the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up for the feast as usual. When they were on their way home after the feast, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem without his parents knowing it. They assumed he was with the caravan, and it was only after a day's journey that they went to look for him among their relations and acquaintances. When they failed to find him, they went back to Jerusalem, looking for him everywhere. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astounded at his intelligence and his replies. They were overcome when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "My child, why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you." "Why were you looking for me?" he replied. "Did you not know that I must be busy with my father's affairs?" But they did not understand what he meant. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and lived under their authority. His mother stored up all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Mary pondered, stored up all these things in her heart. And that pondering, that taking in, that spending time to dwell on things, an important part of pondering, that we sort of dwell and think and look into the depth of our being about what was said and done. Tobias Tobit, that book, that lovely book that we've had all this week, seeking to live in a land of exile and great difficulty, the truth of the faith. Mary too, amidst many difficulties, as it were, pondering all that within her heart as well, because what she brings forth is her son. But the heart, that's the depth of our being, and that's why we can come to her. Whatever is going on in our lives, we can come to Our Lady, pouring out our hearts as one human to another, and yet she, the mother of the Son. And pour out our hearts to her. She ponders it, takes it to the Lord in prayer.